Chittester 1987 suggests that custom also comes under the purview of religious ethics and formulate traditional standards of dress, etiquette, and food designation. Further, a religious tradition may cultivate a particular lifestyle, rhythms, and patterns of behavior that are quite important to its sense of ethical obligation. For example, most religions have some stance on eating meat. Hindus will not eat beef, Muslims will not eat pork, and Seventh-day Adventists do not eat any meat. Plus, the preparation of meat in certain religions is done specific to tradition. In Jewish culture, meat is prepared in a tradition called kosher, and Islam dictates that meat preparation is done in the tradition called halal. While these religious rules for food preparation improve the quality of the meat and assure food safety, they are habits based on the need to sanitize food in times before refrigeration and knowledge of disease vectors. To a large degree, religious traditions of food preparation evolved as a means to protect people from getting sick from diseased animals and rotten food. Initially, certain plants and animals may have been bearers of harmful germs due to poor conditions of sanitation and caused illness. Those in authority, such as royalty and religious leaders, may have decided to integrate prohibition of certain creatures to prevent further sickness and death, and created religious moral directives to assure avoidance behavior. Over time, it became a religious tradition to prepare food a certain way or not eat certain animals. This is where ethical values and food customs blends into ethnic identity.